As the flowers start to blossom, we have Bloom Fest coming up in downtown Ann Arbor, May 9th through the 11th, 2025. Get ready for a great weekend of shopping, strolling, and springtime fun. Joining us from the Main Street Area Association, we welcome Executive Director Ashley Schaefer. This is also Mother's Day weekend, Ashley.
It is, and it's so fun because there'll be things to do all weekend with your mom, whether you want to go out to dinner or spend the day in downtown. You know, there's different pop-ups going on at the art gallery. There's cocktail features. So there's tons of stuff that you could do with mom all weekend.
All right. And you can use your Bloomfest passport. Again, this is May 9th through the 11th to win prizes as well as explore and shop. So let's talk a little bit about that first of all. How does the passport work?
Yeah. So we're really excited. We partnered with Michigan Marketing and Advertising, the student group this year, to kind of help us refresh this event. We created this really unique scavenger hunt. So when you go to any of these participating locations, you can pick up your scavenger hunt passport, and it has clues written inside, but also a list of the participating businesses. So you kind of know a little bit ahead of time where you'll go. But when you find the objects or the answers to these riddles, you just need to find eight. You can then scan the QR code on the back and submit your a picture of your scavenger hunt completed. Or you can make three purchases at any of these locations as well. But you can digitally submit it, so you don't have to turn it back in. You can keep the map. But there is a chance to win a downtown gift basket, similar to what we did for Galentine's Day. The value will be around $1,200.
Oh my gosh.
It's phenomenal. There's gift cards, there's taffy from Rocket Fizz. There's, you know, all these delicious chocolate covered cherries from Cherry Republic. Mm. So it's a really great basket. And we will be giving it away after Mother's Day just because this will be going on during Mother's Day. But, you know, it's a really fun way to just also explore downtown after the fact.
All right. So you can pick up your passport at any one of the participating locations downtown Ann Arbor. All the information is online at mainstreetannarbor.org/bloomfest. mainstreetannarbor.org/bloomfest. Ashley, give us an idea of what some of the businesses are going to be doing because it is very special. You've got a lot of flower related and bloom type things going on. So where are we going to start?
So we'll start with the Ann Arbor Art Center. They have a gallery pop-up going on that weekend. They are also going to have a flower artist coming in to do paper blooms. So it'll be $5 per bloom, and you can do that on May 10th. And that's from 1 to 3. And then Bloom Mead and Cider is actually celebrating their 7th birthday during Bloomfest. So they're going to be releasing a new flavor and also hosting pop-ups throughout the weekend. And then just to jump down to the Gutman Gallery, they're a little bit closer to Carytown, like the midway point, but they will have an artist pop-up as well as an ink flower painting workshop on Saturday, May 10th. So fun stuff to do. And then also, if you wanted to go grab a cocktail, Connor's is doing a signature cocktail, Pretzel Bell, Grizzly Peak. They're all going to have signature cocktails or flights that weekend.
Oh, it sounds like a great time. Wow. Yeah. You got some nice participation there. And the fact that it is Mother's Day weekend, what a fun event to take mom to. We always think about gifts we can get mom, which are great, of course. You can do that while you're at Bloomfest. But it's fun to have an experience with mom as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm definitely looking forward to it going with my girls too. To do some of these fun pop-ups. It's just, yeah, you're right. It's a unique experience. And also hopefully if the weather's nice, it'll be a, you know, nice stroll downtown as well.
And doesn't Bloom Mead have the perfect name?
They really do. They really do. And that they're celebrating 7 years downtown, which is wonderful.
It really is. And that is something to be celebrated. It's been a struggle for a lot of businesses. And think about it. They started right before COVID, obviously a couple years before. Yeah. And being able to weather all of that is remarkable. So I'm really glad to see that. And that's a fun place. We were in there with a bunch of gals, and you can get your flight of different kinds of mead and just have something that's a little bit different. And you can play games while you're there. They've got all sorts of game boards and things. So.
Oh, yeah. You know, they do different events all week, too. They do yoga with babies. And you can also, you know, I mean, you can bring your kiddos. It is a really great family-friendly establishment where, like you said, you can play games. You can do yoga. You can have a flight. It's wonderful.
And I love to see that. Connor O'Neill's on South Main Street is going to have a Bloomfest drink special. Yellow Daisy cocktails will be on special for $6. That sounds delicious. What else do we have? I'm looking here. Fern Boutique will be participating. Crazy Wisdom Bookstore. Boy, that's been a mainstay in downtown Ann Arbor forever, hasn't it?
Yes, yes. And we are really excited that they just came back and joined as members.
Oh,
so
good.
We're really, really excited to see them after their renovations. Mm-hmm. You know, they're really eager to get back into the community. It's awesome. Yeah.
House of Chimney Cakes Cafe. That's been a very popular spot since they opened up this year. It is all things pink and fun. And oh, my gosh, it's quite a lots of ways for you to. Well, it's Instagram worthy. Let's put it that way. To
it
take
is.
Photos.
Yes. And they have some awesome varieties, too. I mean, they have dairy free options. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get the chimney cakes with or without ice cream. You know, it's lots of great, delicious choices. Yeah.
And make sure to mention Bloomfest when you're at House of Chimney Cakes, because by mentioning Bloomfest, you'll get 20% off a single menu items for that discount to apply. Grizzly Peak Brewing Company over on West Washington, they're going to have $5 to-go beers. So that reminds me, and $7 ciders all day. Talk a little bit about the district, the social district. Remind people about that in downtown Ann Arbor.
Yeah, so the social district is all year round, which I think a lot of people just kind of tie it with summer streets and fall streets, but it's all year round. So you could go into any participating establishment and request a to-go drink. We do have all of the businesses listed on showyourlove.org. There's a tab for social district, and it will list all the businesses from First Street all the way to Thayer, because we did combine the social district with the State Street District. So it's a much larger footprint. But the really great thing is that when you go to get your to-go cocktails, you can then walk around downtown and go shopping. I know the Art Center is very welcoming if you're taking a pop-up class there, that you could even order your drinks from Beer Grotto as well. So
that's nice.
It's a really, it's a great way to just, you know, kind of spend the afternoon downtown.
You know, last week on the show when you were off, we talked about the opportunity it looks like now that the city of Ann Arbor is going to have to put in the retractable bollards. You had told me privately that this might be coming, and we're waiting to see, I guess, if the city's going to get the money for this. That's going to be a game changer for you, isn't it? Because of all these events you host in downtown Ann Arbor, you've got to put up those barriers, and that's been a big chore for the Main Street Area Association, Ashley.
It has, and we're very excited. You know, I think it's definitely going to add a different, you know, component for security, but then also for aesthetics, which obviously security and safety is number one. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited to see this, you know, kind of plan in action, and we really hope to see it come to fruition in the next year or two.
So explain how this works. What does that mean to be retractable? Does it actually go under the ground and then pop up, or does it just collapse on top of the ground?
Yeah, so the plan is to actually have them go underground.
Oh.
So if it's possible, if the infrastructure supports it, they would go underground. And then there would be a response team that would come and actually operate and like set those up every week for us when we do our street closures, which would be really, really wonderful.
So is it, do they have to pull it up from the ground? Is there a button they push? How does it work?
I'm not certain. I'm not sure if it's a button or if it would be a key. But it would be, you know, tied to this downtown team who would, you know, have the ability to operate these and receive training to do so.
Now, who is going to be the downtown team? Are they city workers or staff from Main Street or volunteers? How is that going to work?
So the plan is that they would work with the DDA, and the DDA is also seeking funding to implement this downtown team, which that would kind of be one component of what they would do, in addition to other things like street cleaning as well.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's going to change the face of downtown Ann Arbor. I thought it was going to be as easy as there'd be like an electrical panel. You push a button and boom, all the bollards pop up.
That would be awesome. I don't have as many details on that, but I do know that they will look a lot nicer and they will be a lot safer.
Yeah.
And they won't be movable, which I think is something that we're very cognizant of when we have the barricades that we have in place now, we want to make sure that they stay in place. They're there for safety.
Right.
And they also look nice, too.
Yeah. And these are brought up whenever there's an event that has street closures, but also your A2 Summer Streets program, which is going to kick off here shortly, where you're closing the streets between Thursdays and Sundays. In order to expand the footprint of the downtown. And you'll be doing that through September this year, right?
Yes, it starts June 5th and it will go to September 28th. And we will deploy our barricades every Thursday and have them picked up every Monday morning around 6 a.m.
Okay, starting in June. All right, got it.
Yeah.
Well, looking forward to it. All sorts of fun in downtown Ann Arbor. And don't forget, Bloom Fest over Mother's Day weekend. That's May 9th through the 11th. It's going to be a great time. Make sure to get your Bloom Fest passport at one of the participating businesses in downtown Ann Arbor. You can check out who those are online at mainstreetannarbor.org/bloomfest and see what all the great deals are as well. Fun time for maybe you and your mom to go down and enjoy. Great talking with you, Ashley. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ashley Schaefer, Executive Director of the Main Street Area Association, on our Downtown with the Main Street Area each week here on the Lucy Ann Land Show, 1290 WLBY.